Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty. This is a Christian podcast where faith, inspiration, and meaningful conversations come together. And I'm your host, Elizabeth. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another beautiful day, and yes, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to be here again. Thank you for life. Thank you for every good thing that you've enabled us with. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. We say be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome to another episode. And yes, today I'm gonna be talking about being different as Christians. This is the part two. Yeah, the previous episode was the part one of that topic, distinct and devoted. We being distinct as Christians and also devoted. I talked about what it means to be different as Christians using the scriptures to back it up, and I also shared the reasons why it is important that we are distinct, that we are different as Christians, why it is very important that we are different as Christians. So today I'm going to be talking about the implications of not being distinct as Christians. You see, when as Christians we fail to be different, you know, when we move with the world and not the word, when we move with the world and not the word, do you get that? We tend to miss the profound opportunity to wholeheartedly embrace and embody the transformative power of our faith, which is the Christian faith, of course. So this failure to be different, of course, results in a missed chance to stand out distinctly, differently from the prevailing values and, you know, the perspective of the secular world. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that our distinctiveness, or is this our distinctiveness as Christians, actually lies in the transformative power of faith, which is the power that is meant to, of course, shape our beliefs, shape our values and our actions in a way that sets us, we believers, apart. It's the truth. You see, when we do not embrace this distinctive transformation, we are going to miss out on the chance to showcase the unique aspect of our faith. You know, it's not just about adhering to rules alone, but about actively living out a faith, actualizing a faith, a life that stands in contrast to the prevailing norms. And by so doing, we are reflecting the extraordinary grace and the love found in Christ. Now, what exactly are those implications that are involved in not being distinct as Christians? Number one is compromised witness. Yeah. We are going to have a compromised witness. Failure to live differently would compromise our witness as Christians. Yes. Now, let me say this, that if as Christians we adopt the same values and behaviors as the world, it then becomes challenging to effectively share the transformative message of the gospel. Now, this is not to say that you being a Christian or you being a believer means you cannot associate with sinners, or you cannot talk to the people of the secular world or something, or you associate yourself with them. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you are associating yourself with these people, and you know, you are also doing the same thing that they are doing, like there is nothing that actually differentiates the both of you, there is actually nothing that differentiates you from those people that you are moving with or that you are associating yourself with, it becomes a problem. it really becomes a problem because it's going to result to a compromise to witness. Now the Bible says that Jesus sat with sinners. Yeah, we read in the word that Jesus sat with sinners, but he didn't sin with the sinners. So in your association with the people of the world, like you probably have some as friends, or you having to just speak or talk to some of them, you've got to be very careful that you are not doing what they are doing. Something has to be different about you. Something has to be so distinct about you from them. So what do I really mean by that compromised witness? It means that, or let's say it refers to a situation where the credibility and the effectiveness of our testimony, the Christian testimony, are weakened. If we fail to live differently from the world, meaning if our values and our behaviors rather closely mirror that of the secular world, then it becomes very challenging to effectively communicate the message of the gospel. Take it or leave it. Because the transformative power of the gospel is only meant to change lives. And when we as Christians, as Christ followers, as Christ ambassadors, live in a way that reflects the values of the world rather than the transformative teachings of Christ, it can undermine the credibility of our message. It's just the truth. Because you see, many people people may struggle to see the distinct impact of faith on their lives. So that's one implication of not being different as Christians, as a follower, as a disciple, as a child of God. So it's not just about you saying, "Oh Lord, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior," and you continue to do those things that you do before, or probably you change in a little way, but you're still associating yourself. Well, it's not easy actually, but then we've got to be intentional. And that's the reason for these teachings actually. Yes. So number two implication of not being different, of not being distinct as Christians, is misrepresentation of Christ. Yes. I wrote here, this occurs when the way we live fails to accurately reflect the character, values, and teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect. Of course we are not. But being followers of Jesus, something has got to change about us. Not just in words. It's not about you going on the pulpit, standing in front of people, and preaching and quoting scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. That is not enough, but also in deeds, in actions as well. I guess James chapter 1 verse 22, if I'm right, yeah, James 1 verse 22 talked about we not just being the hearers of the words alone. In other words, do not be the sayer of the words alone, do not be the preacher of the words alone, be the doer as well. What's actually important, I mean, something that is actually much more important than preaching or than telling people about something, is you doing it as well. And that's, it's just like parents telling their children not to do some certain things. It becomes very hard for that child not to do it because that parent is doing the exact thing she or he is correcting the child of. And I can only obey what you say when I see you doing it as well. So we are not just to be the reader of the word, or you just being the church goer, or you just being the listener of the word, and be the doer as well. And 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 describes us as ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors. Do you really know what ambassador is? You represent something. You represent someone. You see ambassadors for maybe Globe or this network, for maybe food or whatever. They tend to represent those firms, those companies. in a way that when you see this person, you know, no, this is an ambassador for a certain network, this is an ambassador for a certain brand, this is an ambassador for a certain company or firm. You don't say, oh, this person is an ambassador for something else. You know exactly what that person or who or what that person represents. And so we are ambassadors of Christ, and if as Christ ambassadors we feel to live differently from the secular world, there is nothing that distinguishes us from the world. I mean, it can result in presenting an inaccurate or confusing portrayal of Christ and his teachings. It's the truth. Now, I know I've actually said a lot, and I really do not want this episode to be too long. So I actually thought I'm going to be splitting this topic into two, of which I don't think it will be two anymore, because I still want to talk about how to actually be different, like just some ways that I'm able to just come, I mean, to bring out ways to be different, to act differently as Christians. And obviously I cannot say it in this episode, so that means there will be a third part for this topic. Yeah, so if you've actually not listened to part one, I'd really like that you listen to part one before listening to this part two. Yeah, so that you can understand very well. Yeah, so I should have said this at the beginning of this episode. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so this will be all for this particular episode. But I'll just say this, that some people, you know, have the opinion that being a born-again Christian or being a Christian, yeah, a born-again Christian, should not mean, yeah, I won't do some certain things. After all, I am not in prison. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say it actually, that, and because I'm a Christian does not mean I cannot do some little things now, at least that it's not supposed to be a prison thing. I'm not imprisoned. I should be free, blah, 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 like that. See, this is how you gradually do what you're not supposed to do and start conforming to the worldly values or to worldly values, all in the name of, I want to be free, I want to do this, I want to do that. And, you know, you start to overstep your boundaries, or how do I put it right now, and you know, conforming to worldly values may actually strain our relationship with God. It's not even may strain our relationship with God, I shouldn't use that with me, it will, when you, because the Bible states it clearly that friendship with the world is what? Enmity with God. I guess that's James 4:4, right? I don't know. James, yeah, is enmity with God. Friendship with the world can hinder our spiritual growth. It will hinder our spiritual growth and our intimacy with God. In fact, we can lose kingdom influence when we conform to worldly values, because our distinctiveness as Christians is meant to influence and impact the world positively. So conforming to the world will make us lose the opportunity to be influencers for the kingdom of God. And we really do not want that to happen to us. Yes. So this will be all for this particular episode. I really hope that you've learned one or two. I pray that beyond how I have, you know, explain this, you're going to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray the Lord grant you understanding, wisdom, in Jesus' name. So this will be all for this particular episode, and yeah, by the special grace of God, the next episode will definitely be the concluding part for this topic, and that will be the part three. Yes, by the special grace of God. So I'd like that if you've been blessed by this episode, which I hope you really have been, that you please like, share, and leave a comment. I want to hear your perspective. I want to hear what you, your own opinion, your own perspective as to this topic. So please, I'd like that you drop a comment, and please follow this show. Yes, support me by following the show, this podcast. follow and share with your loved ones, even your enemies, your, you know, just share. Yeah, share. Let people also have, I mean, the opportunity to listen. Let people also listen to this message. And I pray that the Lord be with you. Until next time, stay blessed.